time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we're back. Happy New Year 2022.
Word up.
Black History Year starts again. You know what I mean? We're in the place to be. Got my man, Young Muhammad, fresh off the injured reserve. you know what I mean? AKA COVID negative. What's good with you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing real good, man. You know, given the circumstances, I'm doing great. Fresh off off the Omarion, you know.
Yeah.
Shit. Back negative, you know, back on the mic.
Back on the mic.
Well, I don't think I left the mic, but shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm good, man. Shit, feel good to be good, you know what I mean?
That's good. I mean, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. Any post-COVID thoughts, any reflections from your, you know, from the pandemic? Now that it's, you got a real personal account. How do you feel coming back, you know what I mean? Negative test, back in the world, fresh off of quarantine, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with the Rona. What's the takeaway?
Well, I mean, one, the takeaway was that, you know, I obviously had, you know what I'm saying, a Reggie variant of the, you know what I'm saying, the virus. Could be because of the vaccines, could be just, you know, it's just a more milder version going around. But, you know, from all of the accounts of people who had it, like, in the early, like, 2020, you know what I'm saying? My shit wasn't nothing like that, you know, where, you know, feel like somebody's sitting on your chest and you can't breathe and, you know what I mean, all that type of shit. It wasn't to that extreme, you know what I'm saying? I could feel, you know, with the one I had, you know, you could feel like, hey, man, I could see how this could get bad, but it wasn't there all the way like that. So, you know, mostly it was just managing the symptoms as they come along. And, you know, mostly, you know, the chills. Mostly it's more like a psychological fuck more than anything, you know what I'm saying? Well, now it does, you know, drain you physically, but it's like when you got this one symptom and you like, all right, let me ride, deal with this, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you might be all right for an hour and then you get the sweats and it feel like it's burning hot, but it's actually cold, and then your headache kick in, and you know what I'm saying? It's like all those things, they, because they don't come in a straight line, it ain't like you wake up like, all right, I got a headache and got the chills. Whew, let me ride this shit out, get some soup, and then once you feel better, you feel better. It ain't like that with this. This shit is, you might feel better, and then another whole symptom jump on your ass right quick and drain you down. Then you, like, you get past that, then a whole another thing. Then your head won't stop hurting. Then, you know what I'm saying? It's just all, like, the way it bounce around is a lot different than a regular illness. Like, when I got sick about a month ago and I thought it was the COVID, you know what I'm saying? I realized the difference between, you know, that and what the COVID shit was. Because that is more straight line. All right, boom, I got a cough, congested. All right, you know what I'm saying? Straight line on down until the cough go away, then the congestion go away, and then you feel, all right, I'm good. COVID ain't like that. That shit is this over here, that over here. Then right here, we got you with this. Oh, nigga, you thought you was good? Oh, nah, I'm going to hit you with this. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know? And it's just a, you know, just a general sense of something always coming at you, and you don't know where it's coming from or when. Until, you know, until it don't come at all, then you're like, okay, whew, god dang. Glad I got past that crazy shit.
And then it just kind of goes away, like, once you, like, is there anything that's, like, remnant, or is it pretty much kind of leaves just as quick as it came, kind of like a flu type of situation? What's the, how's that?
Well, for me, my symptoms just started to kind of dwindle. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like it just went away. It's just like, okay, I woke up, I didn't have a headache today. All right, boom, I ain't felt the chills in 2 days. All right, boom, all I had today was a hot flash. You know what I mean? Then the next day, you're waiting for something, and then nothing. None of the symptoms come. Then you're like, okay. Maybe feel like a little bit of the headache, but not much. And then the next day after that, you feel nothing. You're like, okay, let me get ready to take a test. So then I took the test, and it was negative.
Got you.
But it's different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the symptoms last and you negative, or sometimes you don't have no symptoms and you still positive. You know what I'm saying? It's different across the board. But, you know what I'm saying, the crazy thing about the COVID shit is, it's not just the symptoms that you felt and been through, but it's sometimes the stuff that lingers behind that you might not know, you know, because, you know, COVID causes a lot of inflammation inside of your body. Like, you know, sometimes your heart is enlarged and ain't no symptom for that. You don't know until you know. Then it comes with heart scars, which, you know, I can't prove it, but I think that's where mine came from. But when I had the illness, it was before they were tracking COVID. You know what I'm saying? So, but when I did look it up, it shows that COVID causes heart scars in some patients. And heart scars ain't nothing you could just feel. It ain't like, you know, you're like, oh shit, my heart feel different. Let me see what's going on. Nah, it's just regular. And then they see something in the EKG, then you go get an MRI, and then, you know what I mean? They're like, well, how that get there? I don't know, shit, you tell me. I don't know, nigga. You ever had a heart attack? Hell nah. You do cocaine? Hell nah. The hell wrong with you? Ask me, do I do cocaine, motherfucker? What I look like? You know what I'm saying? Look like a crackhead to you? You know what I'm talking about?
Sir, this is a doctor's office.
Crazy, though.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what the long-term implications will be, because the shit just be in there doing little shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you just got to stay vigilant on whatever do happen. You know what I'm saying? Making sure you try to get worked up so you can find out what's really going on inside you after the fact. Because that be the silent shit that you can't really attribute it, but all these little things that happen after you've had this shit.
Damn. COVID leave a $150 across your heart. Ain't that some shit? That's a scary couple of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, damn. Damn, Wolverine and shit. That shit is scary, dog. I seen, what is it you reminded me of when you said that? A friend of mine told me that one of his friends that had COVID kind of early on, he had bouts of confusion. I don't know what the medical term is, but he was just like super disoriented, like real, not just COVID fog, but like he was just confused a lot. And he was, you know, he was a doctor and all of that. And it was just like, it was crazy. It kind of wore off eventually, but it was just like, you know, you hear so many different things. Mm-hmm. I heard you say at the beginning, you were like, you know, you had some Reggie COVID, right? And, you know, this is the 2021, late 2021 buzzer beater COVID. Not really 2020 COVID. Did you see, because now there's a compound question. Did you feel like there's any, I've seen this thing, there's a term called compassion fatigue, right? Meaning the more people are getting COVID, the less the people are like, the empathy isn't what it used to be. Right. So like, cause you know, it's almost on some Cameron shit, you know, niggas get shot every day, B. You know what I mean? That type of shit. That there's so many more people that have been through COVID that it's a lot of, you'll be all right. Whereas back in like March, April, May, you was last rites. You know what I'm saying? You was really checking in daily. Are you okay? Everything all right? Blah, blah, blah. What did you see as the reaction, the concern level? Did you catch any shade from some of the COVID OGs? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Talk to me.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, definitely everybody is gonna, you know, it's generally compassionate in the beginning, like, oh, shit. But one of the things that stood out to me is that, like, as a black man, nigga, you can't get sick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? like, you don't have, like, a get sick license. You know what I'm saying? You black man, you get sick, nigga. It's definitely, you gonna be all right, nigga. Suck it up, nigga. Get shit. You know, it's more of a, yeah, get on your feet, nigga. Let's go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't let that shit beat you. Can't even gonna beat you, nigga. And he be like, nigga.
I'm sick, hurting. Nigga. Yeah,
I'm
right,
sick,
right.
Nigga. I'm about to lay down and take a nap, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, Nah, B. You know, it's kind of like the general sentiment is more like, you might be like feeling fucked up and, you know, and just want a listening ear, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes it just turns into more of a, you know, nah. It turns more into what that other person feels versus what you feel, you know what I'm saying? It's like, right, even when you talking to your homies, everybody listening to apply that shit to their own life some kind of way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so, and I'm not sure if that's a COVID fatigue or it's just being sick as a black man, or I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just weird, you know? It's like, you know, like, it ain't no room for nobody to be like, oh, you sick? Damn, all right, man, get well, you know. Then, you know, just relax, my nigga. Just relax, you know. Ain't no just relax, nigga. It's a list of shit you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, even in your illness. Like, you got work to do, man. Right. You know what I'm saying? Nah. You gonna get up. You gonna move. Make sure you move around. Make sure you like, yeah. Damn, I get it, I know it, but, you know, the best thing was just to, you know, just be alone with that shit and right, be in your thoughts with it, because the more you talk about it outside of yourself, it's information that's not really coming from your perspective or for your perspective, you know? Most of the information you're getting is reaction-based information of, like, you know, I, you know what I mean? You got to, you know, it's a lot of orders, you know what I mean? And sometimes you just like, God damn, I just need to rest, man.
Niggas trying to sage you through a phone call. They want that COVID energy. They're like, nigga, you going to be all right, nigga. Come on now.
Nobody
not playing. You going to be fine, nigga.
Energy, nigga. Yeah. Nobody want to hear that shit.
You gonna be cool, nigga. Listen, I gotta go, but you gonna be all right, my nigga. Man,
you straight.
Yeah, you fine, right, nigga. Oh, yeah, shit.
This little heat flash is saying otherwise.
I'm going through it. Oh, man.
Hey, but like that confusion shit, I didn't have much of that, but I did, like you said, sometimes you get glimpses of shit and you be like, oh, I can see how this shit could be a problem. Like, one, I just, you know, was like, I'm going to just get in the car and take a little drive, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just to get out, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, solo by myself inside the car. And on the way back, you know what I'm saying, one of them heat flashes came through. And like, shit, is it hot in here, motherfucker? It feels like it's getting hot. But it was, you know what I'm saying, it was very cool outside. And then, but within that, it was like some mild confusion. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not that it was like in a way like you was a danger to yourself, but you could feel yourself being a few steps off. Like, hold up, no shit, no. You know what I mean? All right. Like, you know, the light, you had the light, you know what I'm saying? you just, your reaction's just a little bit slower, or you know what I mean? You're just not doing shit at the right pace. Like, you know what I'm saying? You judging the corner just a little bit short. You ain't finna miss the corner, but like, damn, dog, I should've, you know what I'm saying? I could have hit that a little better than that, you know what I mean? It was like, man, let me get off these streets and go on back to this couch, nigga. Fuck what everybody talking about. Fuck all that, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody think about all that. I got to do this and do that. And, you know, it's really like, let me take care of myself and make sure that I'm understanding what's going on with my body, you know what I'm saying, at this moment, you know, and stop trying to rush it away just because, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be all right. You got the vaccine, nigga. This shit only lasts 2 days. The CDC said 5 days, you good. Like, man, y'all ain't even read that shit. The CDC said, if you didn't have no symptoms, nigga, these are symptoms, man. You know what I'm saying? We trying to rush me back into the world. I don't need no rush to get back to the world. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know what I mean? I'm going to be very listening to my body, not the CDC. Or nobody else, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, you get that Derrick Rose treatment, you stay down too long. Like, damn, nigga ain't healed yet, and nigga need to be on the court, nigga. What the fuck going on?
At least don't be on the sideline, nigga. I don't want to see you if you're sick. That's how I be.
But then like, you ain't on the sideline. Well, this nigga all up in the skybox while he's sick and shit. He need to be down there with his team at least. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Yeah. You got to be performing, man. As you know,
right.
Ain't no room. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no room. Like nigga. And that's something you think about. Like, we talked about this on here when it was like, you know, who gonna wipe my ass episode. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, like when you get sick, like, where do you go? What do you know what I'm saying? Like if something happened to you where you couldn't take care of yourself, how do you take care? How you get taken care of, you know? And that'd be a real question. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a real question in the end, because it's like, shit, is anybody even down for that shit? So you need to get your motherfucking shit together so, you know what I mean? At least you can hire yourself a nurse, nigga.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, your people will take care of you, but I've watched that type of shit over the years, and that shit get old. You know what I'm saying? That shit get old, man. You gotta, you know, it's hard to gauge that shit when you gotta depend on something you don't know. So
that's a real job. Taking care of somebody, especially when that's not your job. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, you realize that it's a job and it needs to be respected as such. Cause if you just, you know, freelance taking care of somebody out of love, you know what I mean? Like, not the love will dissipate, but the momentum will kind of dwindle after a while, because not only are you taking care of somebody, but you still try to take care of yourself and then do what you really do for life. Right. Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not a caretaker as a career and you caretaking on the side, that's tough. That's a lot. It's a lot to do on the side, and then you still got to take care of yourself and do whatever you really do. Yeah, right. Man, I've seen it.
It's just like anything in life, man. Just like the concept of love is never going to be enough, you know what I'm saying, to sustain somebody through wiping your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You got to have a better plan, you know what I'm saying, than love, man, because... that shit gonna wear off, man. It's like, you know what I mean? you gotta have something else, man. You gotta be prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
You better be out this bitch drinking green juice going raw. You know what I mean? Eating raw shit out this bitch.
Preparing
for the long haul.
Yeah, that's a bad insurance policy. Just love. The deductible's too high on that.
Man. That shit, like, love is good enough to get started. You know what I'm saying? Love is might be good enough to even sustain somebody to do it against their own, you know what I'm saying, to their own detriment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, that shit is not enough to actually, that's not a care plan. You know what I'm saying? That's like... Mm. That's like the GoFundMe of life insurance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have life insurance, you just do a GoFundMe after a nigga die. Like, with your health, ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Nigga don't ain't going to fund the GoFundMe for a nigga who, you know what I'm saying, still here, still around this motherfucker.
Yeah, nah, exactly.
Especially and then how do you, talk, how do you, especially even, if you could talk and move around. Right. You got to be in a coma.
Right. Yeah, niggas don't want to see you active because that. Like, means wait!
I support that nigga GoFundMe. How is this nigga? Where he at? He at the brunch? Oh hell no!
Nah, niggas, you can't. Don't post nothing because niggas gonna have. They ain't gonna be concerned in them comments. It's gonna be follow up. Ayo, right. Fam. Listen. I gave $25. Nigga feel like a full share, like a real deal board member.
Right.
With a $25 donation. Yeah. Oh,
you
shit.
Outside? Like, you moving around? Mm-mm. Is that a new wheelchair, nigga? What was wrong with
solid
the other
foods?
One?
Right. That's a thick-ass slab of bacon, my nigga. What the fuck? You could chew like
my
that?
G. Oh, you drinking soda, man. Nigga?
Right. Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. Let me go blast your ass on Twitter. Right. I funded this nigga's GoFundMe, and look at this nigga eating a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, nah. That shit. This don't look terminal enough for my $25. What was I gonna say?
You got to. End of the day, man. Just like with everything else, with your your house, your finances, everything, man. You got to make sure that in the end, you're going to be all right, you know what I'm saying? And everybody else who you know what I mean? Everybody else who you feel like you're responsible for is going to be all right. Because ain't no motherfucking capes, man. Ain't no motherfuckers flying in. Help your ass, man. You know what I'm saying? You might help you today.
Yeah.
But that ain't no long-term plan.
Right. Yeah. That's self-love, real talk. That's real self-love to have your plan together. And that's love of whoever's around you. You know what I mean? Like, listen, you know, I don't take it personal. You know, I know you care, but I don't know if you equipped. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Or it's just like, okay, I know whatever the shit is, it'll be difficult for somebody to sustain their own self and yourself. And it happens every day. You know what I'm saying? People do it. People rally. But people also get burnt out. You know what I mean? And just being in this little situation of COVID in its mildest sense almost, you isolated. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nobody coming to visit your ass. You know, you just up in that bitch. And shit, you know what I'm saying? You get the thing like, golly, how would I set this shit up if this was, you know what I'm saying? This was something that was more consuming or more long term, or you know what I mean? Like, if I was in this bitch really suffering, you know what I'm saying? How do you reconcile this shit? You don't know, man. You just get to thinking, man, nigga gotta make better choices with your health, with your, you know what I'm saying, making certain shit more of a priority. Because you don't want to be in a situation where, you know, you're a burden one. Because, again, as a man, being sick, now then you go from, you know, breadwinner to burden real quick. You know what I mean? And it's almost like, shit. Like, nigga.
That's fun.
That credit only goes so far. The credit for what you've done. That shit only goes so far. And that's reality. That's not something that has happened to me yet or nothing like that. It's just looking at it, you know what I mean? Like looking at the older people that you saw caring for other people, looking at, you know what I'm saying, people who sacrifice their life and times to, you know what I'm saying, wipe some ass and shit and roll you over so you don't get the bed burns and shit. Mm-hmm. That shit is a whole sacrifice. And some people never really get to live life because they was taking care of somebody. You know what I mean? And one, you don't want to put nobody in that position. And two, you don't, definitely don't want to be dependent on nobody sustaining that position for the rest of your natural life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like your shit might go past the expiration date.
Yeah, now they looking at you like the clock when it's time to punch out. It's like, yo, doctor says 6 months.
Nigga, you a drain on the resource. I'm about to drop your ass off in front of the nursing home and peel off.
Oh, shit. Snowfall coming back. Nigga, I want my evenings back. Anyway.
Right.
Well, speaking of that, what did you do in these moments by yourself? Like, what did you do to kind of occupy your mind? Anything that you you watched, read, and or is it just you was
I didn't do too much. You know what I'm saying? The first probably 3-4 days, I spent mostly paying attention to what was happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, boom, boom, boom. All right, I'm gonna eat this. Let me see how this feel when I eat that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really, you know, doing diagnostics. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need a whole lot of entertainment, especially when, you know what I'm saying, Omarion is giving a show with inside of you. you know? So that was my entertainment, you know? It's like, okay, let me try to figure out what's really happening. And then once the symptoms kind of started to settle, I watched Succession. I finished Succession out. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't watched that. I didn't know Power wasn't going to put out no new episodes and shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Power just do as they will.
Right.
I think they're coming back next week, but yeah, Power kind of just, yeah.
So I peeped Succession, and then, you know, I just meditated and, you know what I'm saying, and went into the space of, this where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? This where I want to be. How do I get there, you know what I mean? And asking the questions that I wanted answers to, you know? And then let them marinate in the universe. That's you know, again, it was similar to 2020. 2020, you in the isolation, in the self-quarantine, and I just wanted to get better at myself. I wanted to be a better me, and I worked on that. You know what I'm saying? So then when this shit come about, you isolated again, it's almost like you snap back into that mode. So again, I didn't need much TV. I tried to watch TV in the beginning and I was like, nah, this ain't gonna work. Cut that shit off. So I just started working on, let me get back to myself. Then you start going, all right, this way, in 2020, this is what I want to do. This is some of the things that has happened for me. You know what I'm saying? This is some of the things that I need to keep going on. All right, how did I get to this place? And I realized, you know, shit, it had been a good year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the work really paid off. So I just did more of that and started asking the questions that I wanted answers to, not necessarily asking for the things, because the things ain't really the important part. The important part is like, how do I take this step from where I'm at to get to where I want to be as who I am? You know what I mean? How do I become a better me again? You know, like, what's my next step? What's my next level? What do I want to work on that I could work on, you know what I'm saying, for the next 10, 20 years, you know? Like, what would that be? Those types of questions is what I was really working through for myself. And then, you know, if I could say it, it's a good time to catch the COVID and be isolated. You know what I'm saying? Was no other real work going on. It was the holidays. You know, everything was pretty smooth. I was chilling anyway. So it just worked out to where, you know, a 2020 reminder, as a lot of people think 2020 was a dead year or a terrible year, and it was for a lot of people. But in that terribleness, you know what I'm saying, I got to think, and I got to take time that I had never gotten to take before or since. You know what I mean? It's like nobody gives you permission to take time for yourself. Even in the pandemic, when you self-isolated, you say, well, what you working on? I ain't working on shit. Damn, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that was like, what the fuck wrong with you? But you don't get that kind of time to just work on nothing while everybody else working on nothing. You know what I'm saying? Some people were working on shit and some people was making shit happen. But for me, my make it happen was, let me work on the shit that I ain't never get to work on because I'm spending most of my time working on work and not me. So.
I hear that. Yeah, now I hear that shit. That's real talk.
That's
what. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New
2022. Year. Yeah, we here. Did it. We got through it. Got through 2021. Now it's 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you fresh off of the, you said, the thinking man's COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
some time to reflect. Nah, I feel you. I feel you on it though. It sounds great. So he was like, it was convenient for me. I got to really sit with my convenient thoughts. It wasn't coming in. No, I can dig it.
If it had to fall at a time, that was a good time for it to fall.
Nah, I hear you. I'm glad. Well, I know one thing, because this is the last, my button on COVID. I literally just tested myself an hour ago. Still negative. But it's weird because I'm like, so many people around me are coming. They contracted it, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting the circle's getting smaller and smaller. And it's kind of like, there's a part of me that's like, I don't want me knock on some type of wood. Obviously, there's a part of me that's like, let me go ahead and get it and get it over with. But then there's the competitive part of me that's like, let me see if I can go undefeated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because I do feel like, this anxiety, I got a show tonight, you know what I mean? So, like, now when I'm in the world, you know, like, I'm in it out. You know, like, when I'm doing shows, what I don't like is this limbo that, you know, many people are still in. We're all still in. And it's like, you know, like, when I go out and do shows, one of the things that I used to love about doing shows is after the show, just kicking it with the other comics, maybe chopping it up with audience members or whatever, but just chopping it up, just having a, you know what I mean? Sitting around, you know, just having a good conversation that could go for hours or whatever. And now I'm quick to get right back into the whip and get the fuck back to the house. And, you know what I mean? I don't really like taking any photos. I took a photo with this one cat at my very last show, and he was like, "Hey, yo, take your mask off so I get some clout." That's what the nigga said. But take your mask. I said, fam, I'm not trying to get sick. I took my mask off wild fast, but it felt like, as I was taking my mask down, it felt like I heard Morgan Freeman in my head, like, and that's where he fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, this is it. This is what I did it for, this fucking stranger. But long story short, there's a part of that, just that anxiety to shake that off. I'm curious. This the button. Are you getting the booster? Because, you know, like... I mean, you've already had the,
right now,
you know,
I had it, so I kind of got a little booster for about 3 months.
Oh, right. Got you. Got them antibodies, some fresh ones, the organic antibodies.
Mean, so I ain't opposed to it at all. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, This whole shit is a trip because it's just like anything else in this world. Everybody got their own decision to make, you know what I mean? Whether or not they're going to do shit, you know what I mean? I just decided that shit, if I'm gonna be working and moving, and you know, I want to move about freely, cause again, you already have enough exes against you moving about and working. Shit, I want to take a few of them exes off the table. Shit, you ain't gonna stop me from getting no bread cause I ain't got this shot. I'm gonna go fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, it is what it is, man. That's just me. Like, if it fucked me over, it fucked me over. I've done other things that could fuck me over. Shit, sitting here drinking a beer right now could fuck me over at some point. But, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, it's everybody's own decision. You know what I mean? And everybody got their reasons why for it and against it. But I know my reasons why. I ain't got shit to do with the news or nothing the motherfucker saying. It's just simply some shit I put together in my own head. Deductive reasoning and shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. You got to make your peace with whatever's going to happen.
Yeah.
Figure it all out.
You sign up for it, and that's what it is. All right, bet. Okay. Yeah, see what it do. See what I'm saying?
See what happens,
yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm already. Shit, I ain't got further than, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers expecting niggas to get. So, shit.
Right. Oh, speaking of that, you know, I joked, a joke a couple weeks back, you know, you was talking about, you know, being 50, being an older black man. I caught your old Betty White ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace to Betty White. That shit was, damn. Yeah. I mean, it's a funny, it's not, you know, not funny. It's funny in the way that she lived to be 99. Mm-hmm. Which is a hell of a run, but it was like over the last maybe, I guess, few years, people have been so invested in her crossing that finish line to 100 mm-hmm. that a lot of people seem to feel robbed. You know what I mean? Like, not even.
Go ahead.
No, but that's kind of what the response. Obviously, there's a lot of love. I was a huge fan of Betty White. I like the Golden Girls and all of that. And then you hear a lot of her story. She was always funny or whatever. And then you like to see people get old and stride and seem to be still relevant and still quick-witted and everything mm-hmm. like that. So there was that. But then it became such this story about, yo, such and such died, but Betty White's still alive. Let's wrap her in plastic. It became like this avatar for aging for mm-hmm. people. And it was like people were kind of almost living through her. They, like I said, she became an avatar for aging. So when she didn't make it to 100, mm-hmm. which is a hell of a milestone. 99 is a hell of a milestone. But then she didn't make it to 100, especially at the very, on, you know, New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? People, you know, seem to be so, so very upset and not really, you know what I mean? Like, it was a weird, weird commentary on just, how people received it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they received it, how they looked at it, you know what I mean? What her life represented, her, you know, it was odd. I'll say that. But I will also say, real quick before you go in, I also say, though, because it was one of those things where, you know how you go off of social media for a little while or whatever, maybe just a few hours or whatever. You might watch a movie or do whatever, and then you jump back on, and mm-hmm. it seemed like the world done turned upside down. That's how it was. I came back, and I was like, oh, damn, R.I.P. Betty. Like, God, you know what I mean? Like, this is what's going on? Mm-hmm. But, you know, rest in peace to Betty White. It was very sad. I think she had a great legacy. You know, like I said, super funny. Witty to the end, you know what I mean? From what I could see, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But, yeah, what's your thoughts?
Nah, man, Betty White lived her life, you know what I'm saying? I think the sentiment that ran mostly was that, you know, and when you see her name trending, it's almost a relief to see that she ain't dead yet, you know what I mean? And she trended mm-hmm. a lot, you know what I mean? To be 90-some years old and trending, nigga, is a milestone right. in 21 and 20, you know what I'm saying? In this era of life, you know? I mean, your work is still relevant and people still talking about you and people care about, you know, something that you've done on this earth. So, you know, again, we all got a number. And hers, she got a number that most people ain't gonna get, you know? So,
yeah.
And you know, and that speaks to the same thing people, you know, feel cheated because she didn't get to 100. Nigga, it ain't about, nigga, you get to 100, nigga. Shit. The fuck you worry about?
See how
somebody else's number is. You know what I mean? You got your own number you need to be concerned with, man. What you doing with your number? You know? So that shit tripped me out how everything turned into, you know, the consumer's want. Like, nigga, how you feel cheated? You ain't put nothing on this life. You wasn't in the gym shooting no, you know, fucking free throws. Nigga, you wasn't writing no jokes. You wasn't standing up to have tap dancers on your show and get your whole show canceled for standing up for something. Niggas wasn't doing nothing but commentating on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
About your number.
That's wild.
You know what I mean? That's one of the things you learn. Like, you sitting in there, you sick. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody caring really about your situation. They caring about what it means in their world. You know what I'm saying? Damn, am I gonna get this shit? They asking about your symptoms, not cause, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily cause it's about you. Like, god damn, if I get that shit, am I nigga, you vaccinated? Yeah, I'm vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Okay, good, me too. You know what I'm saying?
They use you as a mirror.
Right. Yeah, like, you're a mirror. Like, the whole shit be a mirror. Like, and it, you know, I could see how, like say when, like, niggas like 50 Cent said when he got shot up. And then after that, he wasn't afraid to die no more. You know what I'm saying? I could see how that happens, because everything that happens to you, you know what I'm saying, it's really yours to deal with. But then everybody else is looking at it like, well, god damn, if I got shot 5 times. They're not really looking at your situation. They just looking at their situation. And so once you realize that like, your whole shit is really disconnected from, you know, the general points of views, and it's really like how you gonna deal with it and how you gonna live with it, then you free yourself from caring, you know what I'm saying, if or if not somebody is responding the way that you think they should, or if or if not they taking your information for themselves. Because at the end of the day, man, you know, you put the information out, people going to take it how they want to take it for whatever reason they want to take it. It's no longer in your fucking control. You control your own shit, and then you move on with that resolution that, you know what, you know, this is my shit. I deal with it how I deal with it, and that's just going to be the way it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Whatever my number is, I'm going to ride my shit till my number is done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all online. I only know... Nah, that's the truth. I only know one person that I could think of personally that made it to 100. That was Mrs. Rice. I think I talked about her before on here. She passed right after 100. She made one of the best sweet potato pies in the game. But she made it to 100. And, you know, it was. She had her wits about her all the way to the end, you know. That's a damn shame. You know, it's so funny about when you do make it that deep in life, you know, you get into the 90s. 90 and still trending is such a funny commentary, though, but it's so real. But that shit is, that's hilarious. That sounds like some type of think piece. But, you know, it's so funny that when you make it that deep, so many of your peers are gone, so that the legacy that you leave is that be a lot of time, that be it. Like, still had their wits about them. You know what I'm saying? Because these people have no real idea what it is to even get this far along. So they just like, oh, wow, I ain't shit. They still, you know what I mean? They still alert, you know. But anyway, on a whole nother note, this is some shit. Did you see this fucking this traffic jam that's in Virginia going on? Do you see this shit?
Yeah.
You hear about this? Yeah.
I mean, yes, I have. I heard about it because I was trying to get something shipped, and you know what I'm saying? That shit is holding me up.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. Yo, but there's people in the car for 24 hours in traffic. That's a nightmare, man. That shit is crazy. Man.
In the cold.
In the cold. 24 hours in the cold, snow, ice, in your fucking vehicle, with, like, in traffic. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, like, I don't know the longest I've been in traffic. I've been in some decent traffic, but everything pales in comparison to 24-hour traffic. That shit is bananas. I can't even wrap my mind around it. When I was looking at the little aerial view, there was a video that showing the aerial view, I could feel that shit. Like, that shit bugged me out just looking at that shit. Like, God damn, like, there's been times when, I'm sure you've done this, maybe you've been, you know, either you get to, like, there's a point to where you could get off the off-ramp, and you see a few people getting off the off-ramp, but you like, I don't know, I don't see the traffic. You know what I'm saying? So you don't get off the off-ramp, you go about, like, a quarter mile, and then your ass is you're at the point of no return. Mm-hmm. Now you just subjected to whatever traffic is going on, and you wish you could have just turned back. You know what I'm saying? And that shit might just be 20 minutes, maybe an hour. 24 fucking hours, man, in the cold. You got to turn your car on and off. You know what I'm saying? You got to monitor your gas, all of this other shit.
That's given that you was at a place where you had gas. You might have been, right. You know what I'm saying, trying to push it like, shit, I just got one more exit, boy. I'll get off and get that gas and push it.
Right. I got 5 miles left on the tank.
Now you're that bitch with a gallon of gas trying to, you know what I'm saying, navigate.
Yeah. No, damn well. Yeah, man. That shit's crazy, man. That's just some shit that I saw today.
Yeah, I mean, that winter shit, man. You know, a lot of times people just leave their shit out there like, fuck it, I'm out. But it's like, I don't know where they were at along the path. Because sometimes you be out there where it ain't nothing, nowhere to go. You know, it's Virginia, too. You could be any old where ain't nothing for miles. So.
Yeah, that shit. You know what I'm Virginia's definitely that big-ass state where it's like, it's super, you know, a huge distance between exits. It's a whole lot of nothing but speeding tickets. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's oh, man. Shout out to them people out there, man. Listen, if y'all were in that traffic, you know, hit us up in the comments, man. I'll send y'all an emoji or something. You
know what I mean? This nigga.
Nah, I'm saying, you know.
Nobody don't care, man. Nobody cares about your plight, man. Nigga gonna send you a 100 emoji. No matter what. You going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Help is on the way. 100, nigga.
The bicep emoji.
You know what I'm saying? You got it, my nigga. You got this shit, nigga. Nigga, move on to the next issue. Shit. Nigga, get off your whole shit and go to the explore page, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I ain't thinking about your ass.
The reason I said that, though, is funny. I got a friend of mine. He was on one of these dating apps, and he was like, I guess on this particular app, you could pay real money to send, like, virtual flowers. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, that's an emoji or an NFT if you want to go that far. Like, that's what you doing. Like, it's not, you can't smell these flowers. What, they going to take a screenshot? That shit crazy. But anyway.
I think I'm going to send you an NFT flower and shit.
Right, man. Oh, man, that's a whole nother conversation, dog. I still haven't figured out this whole NFT situation. I'm sitting it out as it stands. I think, you know, it is what it is. What the fuck else is going on, man? Yeah, man, I ain't really. What's up?
No, I was listening to your transition.
my transition. Listen, man. That's a rocket chair transition. Like, yeah, sometimes you just got to rock a few times, get some momentum, come back to that conversation. Ain't really been shit going on, man. I've been chilling, you know.
I mean, just, shit, how was your holiday? How was your, you know, after your post-Christmas, New Year's Eve? You know what I'm saying? How'd you bring it in?
Very lazy. I was low-key Larry. You know what I mean? I was chilling. And I tried not to feel no guilt about it. You know? Like, I was very deliberate in the way I said, yo, this is my last show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And And, you know, Omicron helped a little bit with making that decision final. And I was like, let me just chill and, you know, like lean into the chill. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, sometimes take some time off. But then there's the part of it where it's like, there's that, the guilt creeps in, like, well, what am I doing with this time off? You know what I'm saying? Like, am I being productive? But I fought that urge. I just, you know, I leaned in. I guess I watched a lot of TV, tried to read a little bit. What did I do? I didn't do much on New Year's Eve. Like, I really just, I did watch The French Dispatch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I liked it. It was cool. You know, thing about Wes Anderson, his whole cinematography, the way his like set design and all of that shit, like he put a lot into it. Like I'm curious as somebody that works in that realm, you know, what your impression and what's your thoughts on that? But just as somebody that's just watching it as like a, as just a casual viewer, just the way it's almost like every shot is art, you know, and everything, like it's like an N1 tape for cinematography. You know what I'm saying? Like he be having so many like the little stills or kind of stills where it look like they in the middle of fighting and there's like a bottle in the air and all of this other type of shit going on. Like, I'm like, yo, how, you know, obviously it's probably some wires and all types of things done with it when you unpack it. But when you see it just on the screen, it's like, that's crazy. And it's got to, you know, maybe his storyboard game must be super intricate. But yeah,
yes, for sure. They are definitely planning and going through everything with a fine tooth comb and executing in a way that you can when you got that freedom to create in that manner. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, you can do those extra things. You know what I mean? You can do all that shit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that shit was fire. I like that. I watched Don't Look Up, which was the movie with the Netflix movie with Meryl Streep and Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Rob Morgan, you know, that got panned. A lot of people were hating on it, saying it was a terrible movie. And so I kind of went in there with lowered expectations. And it was fine to me. I kind of, you know, it was all right. I guess I think from some of the critique that I heard was like they were saying like, the satire didn't really hit because it was so kind of close to what we're really living. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that, like, it wasn't so ridiculous. It felt too close to home. So the satire felt more like commentary or being heavy-handed. And I guess I could see that. But, like, it was a weird thing because the movie was, like, almost 2.5 hours long. So there was that moment right at the start of it where it's like, you know, you're hearing that this movie's not that good. I ain't really got nothing planned, so I got the time. But you're kind of looking at it like, do I want to just give these 2 hours to a movie that might be trash? But then there's also the curiosity of like, if this is bad, let me see how bad it really is, or what's bad about it, which brings an even more existential question of what is a bad movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I felt myself, because after I watched it, I was like, that shit was alright, it wasn't terrible. You know what I mean? Like, you got fucking A-listers on there, you got heavy hitters, people that know how to act, they bring in star power to the roles. You know what I mean? They doing their thing. It can't be but so bad. And when I got to the end of it, there was a part of me that was like, one, it wasn't that bad. Two, a little disappointed that it didn't feel bad to me. You know what I'm saying? But then it made me say, well, what was the last bad movie I saw? And I can't really put my finger on like a super bad movie. I mean, Coming to America, the sequel was a little disappointing, but even that, I mean, I haven't watched it again, but even that, like, it was like, you know, like, it just, that's one of those questions, like, so what makes a movie bad, or what was the last bad movie you saw? So let me ask you that. What was the last bad movie you saw, and to you, what makes a movie bad, and particularly, if you can remember the last bad movie you saw, what made it bad?
Well, I'm very liberal when it comes to bad and movies and shit. Like, I'll sit through some shit, and it might not be the best shit for me, but, you know, I sat through that shit. I seen it. It was whatever. And that was something recently I did that with, but I can't remember what it was. Some Netflix movie. But the only time I can remember being just actually offended by a movie. This shit was just terrible. I went to sleep on the motherfucker, left out the theater like, I can't believe this shit. This was a very long time ago. and I hate that, as you know what I'm saying, it had to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, the brothers who made it, but that don't drink your juice by being a menace in the hood. That's probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And that's the only time I felt like, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to pay for this shit. I was on a date. Nigga, that shit was terrible.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, that was I do remember that being a bad movie. I don't think I saw it in the theater. I think now it's tougher. For me, I feel like stakes is higher when it's in the theater because there was a price of admission. Like, if you Netflix, the bad move, the bar gets lower. It's like a TV movie on a certain level, and it's almost like it's kind of factored in. You didn't really, you know, you didn't really invest much into this shit. So what do you expect? You didn't even leave the house. You know what I mean? But now that you, one thing that I do remember, and it wasn't a bad movie, it was just more the ending that killed it for me. But Queen and Slim. I remember Queen and Slim going to see that shit with the family right after. It was on Thanksgiving evening. We had just eaten, you know what I mean? It was something different. Like, yo, after this, we all going to go to the theater and we going to watch this as a family type shit. We went to the theater. We were very excited. It was a black movie. We supporting a black woman's debut cinematic, cinematic debut, Lena Waithe, all of this. Movie was beautifully shot. Was it Melina Matsoukas might have directed? Maybe that was, I forget who did. But either way, movie was beautifully shot. Story was pretty good. You know what I mean? The premise was, you know, it was fire, to be totally honest with you, especially in light of the climate. Not that the climate has really changed much, but you know, black people taking some justice and just getting on the road with it. But then, spoiler alert, I'm not even going to spoil it, but the very end, what happened at the end just felt so fucking like, that's what we doing? That's what the fuck we gonna do when we got the, this is the opportunity for this shit to be a fictionalized, you know, portrayal. This is the freedom of imagination, and we go with pretty much just a very grounded, very sober, very real world narrative. The resolution is something that we could have just seen on MSNBC. That, you know what I mean? Like, that was some shit on Thanksgiving at that. I was tired. But it wasn't a bad movie. I just didn't connect with the ending. It upset me, which I guess is, you know, that's also a sign of good art. But
I won't say that was a bad movie. You know what I'm saying? Yes, bad ending. You know what I'm saying? That's like Game of Thrones. Terrible, bad ending. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, great show up to the last season. Queen and Slim, they did a lot of wonderful things in that movie. They, again, they just didn't stick the landing, you know. You know, it was, like you said, it was beautifully shot. It treated, you know what I'm saying, different black characters with a certain regard, a certain respect. You know, they did a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I gave him a lot of kudos for that. Yeah, the ending was definitely not what you wanted. You didn't walk out of there feeling like, yeah, I love that shit. But, yeah, you know, I ain't going to. It wasn't Don't Be a Fucking Menace while drinking your juice in the hood. I'll tell you that.
Oh, shit, man. I started watching this show called How To with John Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, one of the listeners, recommended this a few weeks back, and I had seen it. You know, it's on HBO Max, so I used to scroll past and see it around there. And I finally, like, watched a few episodes of that shit. And I liked it. It's quirky. It's some, you know, offbeat kind of. Reminds me of, there was a show on Comedy Central called Nathan For You.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, like, but it's just basically like a dude just kind of exploring topics and themes in a way that kind of just really, like, silly shit. Like, how to split a tip. I mean, how to split a check, or mm-hmm. how to make small talk, or how to find a parking spot, which was, I think that was what was sent to me initially, because people know how I be lamenting about parking. Mm-hmm. But what I liked about it was it's kind of cool. Uses like a lot of B-roll footage. It's like a lot of B-roll that kind of supports his voiceover, you know what I mean? But like real kind of funny B-roll shit. Like, he'll mm-hmm. be saying one thing and then the B-roll will support it, but in a way that's like ha-ha type of shit. But then in the middle of it all, more often than not, I only watched a few episodes, but more often than not, there's like this at least one section that it gets pretty serious or like poignant. Like, there's one person that's not, the joke gets a little bit, there's not a joke anymore. It's just like a person really kind of speaking in a way that has some gravity to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's like there's some heart in the middle of it, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. Like, the first time I saw it, kind of comes out of nowhere, and you're like, oh, okay. It don't get super heavy, but it's just, it gets thoughtful. I thought mm-hmm. that shit was cool. But, yeah, I enjoyed that. I was watching that.
I need to check that out. You can send me the link on that.
Yeah. I'll shoot that to you, and then, I started watching season 2 of 20s,
mm-hmm.
which was cool, you know. So far I fuck with it, you know what I mean? I like the main character, Hattie. That's where I discovered old Christina Elmore, who became mm-hmm. Condoleezza over on The Insecure, you know what I'm saying?
So, Condola.
And that's pretty cool. But beyond that, man, chilling. Go ahead, what you about to say?
I checked, you know, I was watching the timeline for real. That was my TV. Country Rain okay. is on a nice roll with his series. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Really been invested in this, you know what I'm saying, my cougar girlfriend storyline. Mm-hmm. My cougar ex-girlfriend storyline. That shit is funny. They going through it. So, was checking that out. What else? I watched Succession, finished that out. You know, like
what'd you
said,
think?
I liked it. You know what I'm saying? It finally, you know, got back to a place where it was, you know, multidimensional. They take the best field trips in TV. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Did you see that spot that I was talking about? My man, I forget my man's name, but the guy that they're trying to merge with.
Mm-hmm.
So about his crib. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Shit,
well, you had to catch the little boat over there to it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And he like, man,
that shit was crazy.
This shit was good, but, you know, just keep, gotta wait on the furniture. You know what I'm saying? I've been sleeping on the mattress on the floor.
Right.
And then
yeah.
Nah, but, you know, it's definitely like a, you know, you're looking at some rich shit, you know, next level rich shit. Like, fuck it, I ain't mm-hmm. even fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? But we finna get on this, these separate helicopters and these separate private planes, because I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? An extra $60,000 expense just because I don't want to ride with your monkey ass.
Despite budget.
Yeah, despite budget, you know what I'm saying? But I fuck with it. I like how they in the end, where you know, you thinking Tom and Greg, they gonna be the first ones out the picture. That's what you thinking. But now, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Look like Tom done made his own little play. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So I won't be surprised next season, you know what I'm saying? And then he brought in old Greg in the mix, who got fucking disowned on a humbug. Like, damn, nigga, you just lose your whole fucking power trying to make a silly decision real quick. So
suing Greenpeace, which was not
suing Greenpeace. Nigga, Pop said, I'm giving all my money to charity, nigga. Stupid ass.
That shit was great. That was funny.
you made the decision. You ain't even check in. And that'd be the shit, man. Nobody don't wanna, you know, holler at their investors and shit. You know what I mean? Till it's too late. You know what I'm saying? You need something. Now you wanna holler. Fuck that. Give my money to Greenpeace. So that was interesting. I like, you know, in the end, my favorite line of the whole fucking series was when Tom went to meet with the brother. You know what I'm saying? The one who can't get right.
Kendall.
He went to meet with Kendall in the diner. And the nigga Tom, right. You know what I'm saying, ordered a real meal and shit. Like, shit, I'm give me some motherfucking waffles and all that shit. But in the end, he listened to the whole spiel, and he was like, man, I can't roll with you because I've seen you get fucked many of times.
Right.
I've never seen Logan get fucked once. So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you saw how that all played out in the end, and even the way that it looks like they hinting that Tom positioned himself. They haven't played the hand of how he did it, but it looks like he made a play. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He probably, you know what I'm saying, told Logan what the plan was that they was trying to do against his own wife, who ain't really for him any old way.
Right, right. Yeah, man. It's so wild just how ruthless they all are. You know, the way they talk to him, the way Tom is a hell of a character because it's like he's kind of doing the rope-a-dope, you know? Like, mm-hmm. He looks like the punching bag. He looks like you said, one of the most expendable ones, even willingly throwing himself on the fire. Like, dog, if you need somebody to go to prison, I'll do it. Let me go ahead and start researching the best prisons. He on Prison Yelp, trying to find the best places, the best penitentiary. And then, you know, in that loveless marriage with him and Shiv, and she giving it to him raw, like, you know, I don't love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, just so you know, in the middle of the role play, that shit sobered him up quick. Like, this is how I see you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you like, damn. But then at the very end, the kid is cunning. You know,
right.
These motherfuckers they all ruthless. No, everybody for themselves. That was a wild turn of events that you could have seen coming, but it still was surprising. You know what I'm saying? Even though you kind of surprised, I was surprised that I was even surprised.
What I don't understand is,
what's up?
How you the kids? You know what I'm saying? Like, say the daddy wanted to get out. Fuck it, I'm gonna sell this bitch. How you even think in your mind that you are just entitled to have this company? To where this nigga built this whole shit. You know what I mean? Now you're just gonna come along and say, I'm entitled to this. We're gonna push you out. And you know what I'm saying? You can't do this. We're gonna push you out. We're gonna use our rights to push you out and force you out. Like, yeah. How do they even have the audacity to even think that, you know what I'm saying, that shit is owed to them?
It's Which wild. Is, I mean, yeah. but go ahead.
No, yeah, it's just a weird, like, nigga. Like, I don't know. I guess that's, I don't know what it is, but it seemed very difficult to have worked, built some shit from scratch with your own hands, and you get to, you know, your later years and motherfuckers try to, your own kids try to push you out your own shit so they could take over and make decisions right. for your shit that you built. When in the end, no matter what you do, they gonna be rich as fuck forever.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
It's crazy. But there's also the part of it that he kind of dangles the carrot throughout pretty much their entire lives. Like, there's obviously, it breeds a lot of entitlement when you just grow up in that way to where you never had to struggle. You know, there's that saying that you know, you were born on third base and you felt like you hit a triple. You know what I'm saying? But you were always in a great position. You got a silver spoon. Shit was beautiful for you. You never had to want for anything. But at the same time, Pops had you in the mix. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Well, if you're Kendall, even Roman, and towards the end, like Shiv, you know what I'm saying? Like, had you, like, you know, kind of positioned you as somewhat of a player. Started right. to make it feel like your opinion counts, that you actually, you know, that, you know, you have some equity here. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Whether it's an illusion, whether it's just some fun shit, whatever, because you could tell towards the end, you realize, like, the only thrill the only thrill that Logan gets is just from playing the game. Like, right. when he had that meeting with homie, he was like, dog, you know, there's so many low lines. Like, one of my favorite lines towards the end was when he told the kids, he was like, he said, your guns turned to sausages. I know that shit was hilarious. I ain't never heard no shit like that. That shit was hilarious. But when he went to the cat spot, you know, they went through the lake, get off the boat, get to his beautiful house, and he's standing there, and Logan's like, yeah. I mean, yeah, you want me to tell you got a beautiful house? Yeah, you got a beautiful house. All right, let's get down to it. Like, he only lived for the deal. That's it. Right. That's at the end of his life. Like, all of this other shit, the family shit, that shit don't matter. One of my favorite parts was when they had, when Kendall had the little private meeting with Logan, and then he's serving him the tortellini or something. And he's like, yo, where's the kid? He's like, yo, Iverson. Come here. You like mozzarella? Take a bite of this. He like, listen, I don't give a fuck. We out here. This is do or die, Pop. If you trying to, you look, it's going to be hard for you. Yo, that shit was so grimy. And, oh, man, it just showed you what the love was for real. Like, it was not, hilarious. But it showed
you, okay, this the extent that I will go. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, you trying to play me? All right. Right. Let's see how far you willing to play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what they don't understand, how far he's willing to go. You know what I'm saying? They haven't played the game with him. You know what I'm saying? They don't know how far he's willing to go. Like, all that shit that's coming out in the little case or whatever, he knew about that shit. But he's willing to go as far as it could go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the real shit, though, one of the other real lines a nigga say, like, what are you going to do? Just add more billions to your pile of billions? He was like, yep.
Ah, that was the Ellis.
He was like, yep. And then, what about us? You need to build your own fucking pile. You know what I'm saying? Like, build your own pile. Like, you got it. Like, nigga, if you walked out of here with whatever you got it to build your own pile. Like, Kendall, even in war against his pops, like, he's on the outside. He's still in a big ass penthouse at motherfucking Hudson Yards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Like, where's your income coming from? Like, nigga. You know? Like, no matter what, you got something to build from, you know, regardless. Right. Like the
I'm
other
gonna cash you out at $2 billion.
Yeah. No, he wasn't gonna cash him out at $2 billion. That's what he let him know. I ain't cashing out shit.
Right, right.
What? Now what? Yeah. What you gonna do now? Well, with I your think bitch
there
ass?
Was that moment. There was that moment where if he had took the deal, he'd have gotten him out of there. Well, maybe that was just.
I think
that was just some
the
bullshit.
The whole shit was just
place?
To fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew he can't.
On his birthday.
He already know. Yeah. He know he could fuck with him. He already know he weak. So.
Yeah.
I think the whole play sending the card with the deal shit was to fuck with him.
Right.
And then once he got to basically. The table, he fucked him. He all the way out the game. Like, that one little conversation took him all the way out of the game. Like, look, nigga, you killed the boy. Why you, how you killed the boy? You queer? What's going on, man? You killed the boy. But the whole point of the message was, nigga, I got that on you. If you want to play, you know what I'm saying? You can go to jail for jail, nigga, if you want to go to jail. But then Roman broke the shit down the best, though. Was like, nigga, I mean, did you really kill him? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, really, did you really kill him, though?
Right, like, right. You could be just trying to save yourself.
Right. Like, right. Nigga, right. No, I tried to go back a couple. Nigga, then you ain't kill him. He died. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That shit was wild. That shit was wild, man. I think, I don't know how many times he said it. It's almost to the point where you pull a string, but Logan and his fuck-offs... Mm-hmm. That shit, that was his signature. Fuck off. That shit was, that was his go-to. That was his, what you talking about, Willis? Mm-hmm. That shit was the, oh, man. Yeah, it was, I fucked with it. It was a hell of a season, man. I really enjoyed that shit. I can't wait to see where they go with this next one.
Yeah, they got, I mean, they, you know, the fight goes on. They got, you know, man, I just, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how the kids regroup. The mama, the mama like, listen, man, y'all leave me the fuck. I don't care about none of that shit, man. Y'all leave me out this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, mom fucked us. Like, mom, like, man, leave me the fuck alone, man. Y'all niggas don't give a fuck about what I got going on over here. And I don't give a fuck about what y'all got going on.
On the speakerphone, like, yo, sorry about that. That was hilarious.
The shit crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could, you like, speaking on how far dude will go, like, he played a game all the way across the board. Like, like, he came for the kids, you know what I'm saying, to get custody of the kids, like, as a whole strategy, you know what I'm saying, to box her out. And so she was like, she couldn't fight that nigga. She just let it, you know what I'm saying, okay, you can have the kids, you know what I mean? But the kids ain't gonna never understand that she wasn't gonna never have enough arms to box with that nigga in no way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying? And because as we see, he will go to all lengths. You know what I'm saying? Like, feed your kids the poison mozzarella if that's what you came with, nigga.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, you want to come at the king, you better not miss type of shit. You know what I'm saying? And when you ain't the billionaire... You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to fight against the billionaire.
Yeah. Shit, Tom said it best. I ain't never seen this motherfucker lose. Never seen him go down.
Like,
you know, he don't show no weakness, even in the midst of about to have a heart attack.
Right.
Like, yo, we going to be all right. Don't even worry about it now. Don't send the call. We going to be good. We going to be good. Don't even worry about that.
Tom say, I've seen you get fucked repeatedly.
Yeah.
I've never seen Logan get fucked. And then that nigga made his plays. Shit, talking that shit. Like, why do people think that like the shit you say like in dirty sex talk, right? Does it supposed to stay right there, or you not supposed to remember that shit later? It's just some shit you say right there, and then that's supposed to be it.
It's like when you're drunk. Yeah. Yeah, nah, that shit.
I don't know,
dog. He bookmarked that.
I remember all that shit. Nigga, you said, nah. Yeah. Hold up, nah. Yeah. Like, whether or not you ain't got to bring it up, but that shit is part of the file.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a super mental note. Yeah.
No, no. Note to self.
Role play. That was the straw. That was the straw. That was the straw on top of the straw on top of the straw. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, so I enjoyed that. That was the only thing I really watched. And then TV that I was watching, it was like one of them Samsung TVs. So, you know, they had their own, like, TV within the TV. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, right.
And so I had turned it on, and then I was deciding not to watch it, but it was, like, on one of these channels. Bless you. It's on one of these channels. Like, you know, generic-ass, you know, Byron Allen-type channels. The Entertainment Network. The Judge Network. You know what I mean? It was on one of them kind of channels, like Crime 360. You know what I mean? Some shit like that. So I'm not watching this shit, but the shit is on, and I'm hearing it, like, and it was crazy because it was like a crime show breaking down, you know, like this crime that happened, you know, and he took the gun into the woods, you know, type shit. But it was like a kid narrating the shit. Or like a grown person that sounded like a kid. Like, who the fuck they had narrating this bitch? They
who casted this?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, this shit is terrible.
Makes it almost unbelievable. Oh, man. That's hilarious. And it was a gruesome murder, but it was just a little young.
Right. It was like a kid narrating this shit. Like, this is some weird shit.
that's a whole new genre.
Kid crime, you know what I'm saying?
right.
Preparing the next generation for the gruesome realities of life.
Kid gloves. Exactly. Oh, shit. Anyway. Yeah, that's anything else you got going on you want to talk about before we you know what I mean?
I'm good, man. You know, I'm just happy to be able to talk, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
It's funny because when I said I had the COVID, people were like, yeah, that other week you sounded like you had it. But the other week was the week that I drove the 15 hours and then jumped on the cast. So I was just tired that week. You know, I didn't even have no type of, I didn't feel like nothing really that week except for tired. You know, the COVID shit just popped out the blue. On the Christmas night.
Right. Niggas trying to track it. Ain't tracking it by the episodes.
I knew you had it, nigga. I knew you had that shit, nigga. I heard you, boy. Had your some voice money on it. You know what I'm saying? I knew you had that shit, boy.
Sound real COVID-y.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I appreciate everybody checking in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, checking in, making sure nigga was good. So, appreciate that. Yeah, man.
That's what it is. Yeah. Well, yeah, man. Glad that you're back. Glad that you're healthy. You know what I mean? Shit. Glad that we here another year, 2022. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good one. And
you got any resolutions, my nigga?
No. Not like that. I mean, same shit. I don't really do resolutions. I don't look at it as on some transformative shit. Just try to keep the play going. You know what I mean? Like, try to just be a little bit like more willing to be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and you know, I do that shit at my own pace. But you know that's definitely one of those things that I'm trying to do. Be a little bit more open. You know, say no, yes. I mean, say no less often. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just try to make the most of this shit. Live in the moment. Live in the present. Don't put off a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? Don't put off anything. Like, realize, like, you know, execution is the best manifestation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Rather than wait it out, say, yo, well, one day, or this is, I'm trying to do this, just do that shit, you know?
Word up.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Word. Yeah. That's what's up.
You know, press record, put that shit on tape. What about you?
Oh, I was asking some questions. Nah, man, I'm definitely working a work in progress on a lot of different levels. I got a lot that I want to get accomplished. I saw some great strides in 2021 as far as being intentional about certain moves and certain things and seeing how those things worked out for me. And, I just want to create in a way that makes waves. I want to make things that become things in the zeitgeist. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make stuff to just go out into the ether with no, you know what I'm saying, no response. You know what I'm saying? I want to make things that make some type of impact. So that's some of the stuff that I want to work on this year. It's just finishing, completion, making shit, creating, and, you know, allowing God to take those things and do with them as he will, you know? So that's the intent. That's the intent. Be better as me. Be a better me. You know what I'm saying? Fine tune my shit. You know what I mean? Keep my health the way I, you know what I mean? Keep my health in a good place. Keep my health in front of me. And yeah, man. And don't let that other shit bother me. Just keep it moving. You know what I mean? Because when your number come, man, they might, you know, they might celebrate you for a day or two. Then life go back to life. So let life live while you got it, man.
Real talk. I hear that shit. If y'all got any resolutions or any goals that y'all want to share or manifest in the comments, leave them there. Let us know. We got some emojis for you. You know what I'm saying?
100.
Definitely supportive.
Strong arm. 100. Strong black arm.
Yeah, man. Right. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Shit. Until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.